It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship, heroism, hunting, and hiking. I am 40 for 40, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, Dark Order member 40 for 40, Chris E. Wikipedia Hainer. Hi.
Welcome to Wrestle Buddies. It is a podcast at the corner of friendship and pro wrestling. I am your host, Matt Elfring, and with me, as always, my co-host, Chris Hainer from TV Guy. Chris?
Hey, Chris Hanna from TV Guide here. I'm here to do all of the junkets and tell you about all of the great things in television and guides for television, but only on the internet, not a magazine version.
I make jokes. Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I am, of course, making a joke of something that the people don't even know about.
No.
It's just Matt had an interesting junket experience yesterday where all the publicists thought I was going to be there, and that's not the case. And
not only did they think you were going to be there, they thought I worked for TV Guide,
and I'm definitely not TV Guide. Like, not, and that's not a diss on TV Guide. They are our sister site.
Yeah,
I love them, but I am I'm GameSpot boy.
And also, shout out to Damien at TV Guide Magazine, who is not affiliated with fandom at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, the world of online journalism is so wild that at a certain point TV Guide Magazine and TVGuide.com were split into two different companies owned by two different people. So if TV Guide Magazine has an official website, it's not TVGuide.com, it's TVInsider.com, which is wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
It doesn't make sense, but whatever.
We're here to briefly talk about a little AEW pay-per-view coming up called a Full Gear, taking place Saturday, Full November Gear, 19th.
A Hangman Adam Page joke 'em up that turned into an oddly named pay-per-view.
Yeah. Also, I believe a joke 'em up that never got fulfilled at the pay-per-view because of someone getting hurt, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, he just kept saying he was going full gear.
But he was supposed to be facing the Bastard Pack. Oh, God, that's so red lines. Yeah, the Bastard Pack. And Pack couldn't do the show for some reason. I believe it was travel restrictions.
Sounds right. Anyway. So this show is happening. Sadly, Hangman Adam Page is not on the show because he is, I believe, recovering from a concussion he received during his match against Jon Moxley for the AEW Championship. And probably honestly hanging out with his kid.
Good for him.
Cause like, why wouldn't you? If I'm Hangman Adam Page, I can hang out with my kid. I hang out with my kid instead of traveling all the time. It's kind of like what the Young Bucks have been doing.
Yeah. So for funsies, like normal, we're going to predict the winners and losers of this event, and no prediction about this week. And also there's another predictions episode next week because it's Survivor Series.
It's a busy month for wrestling, y'all, but it's also like the last pay-per-views of the year, right?
Yeah, no December pay-per-views.
Kind of nice.
I'm into it.
Is this wrestling's birthday gift to me?
Yeah,
not having to work on the weekends.
Let's go through the matches. Chris, let me start you off with something.
Okay.
Let me deliver.
Matt, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to imagine whatever you tell me.
Okay. We've got skateboarder Darby Allin and his granddad Sting.
From Tony Hawk, right?
Yep. And his grandfather Sting versus
Grampy Sting.
JEFFJARRET Jeff Jarrett.
And his grandson Jay Lethal.
And his grandson / stepson Jay Lethal.
Matt, here's the thing.
Let's talk about
here's
it.
Here's the thing about Jeff Jarrett. There is on the Rise and Fall of WCW DVD that WWE produced some years ago. There's a moment where, who was it? Some wrestling veteran type. He makes a joke about Jeff Jarrett that I can't stop forgetting. Or I can't stop. I've never stopped thinking about. He says, broke a million guitars, never drew a dime. It's such a good line. And like, I often wonder, like, I wonder how true this is. Like, realistically, Jeff Jarrett was a quote unquote top name in Impact Wrestling, the early days of Impact Wrestling. Yeah. However, Jeff Jarrett was also one of the owners of TNA at the time, and also one of the heads of creative at the time. So of course he was on top.
His world.
I've never been a fan of Jeff Jarrett. I used to be a fan of Jay Lethal. I've interviewed him many times. Darby Allin, we've interviewed him. Used to be a fan of Jay Lethal. Things have changed.
Darby, you can go back and listen to that episode of the podcast, in which I think he was on the skateboard for most of the interview, right? And looking for Wi-Fi
and places to skateboard.
Yeah, it was good times. One of the weirdest interviews I've ever been a part of. Not even really in a bad way, just in a bizarre way.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Darby and his granddad, Sting. Sting's going to jump off things.
I'm assuming. I'm going to go the other way. I think it's going to be Jay and Double J.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they should call their tag team Triple J.
They should. Spoiler alert, guys. I don't care about this match at all.
I don't. I love Sting, but like, man, I don't know.
Can we go to move on to something?
I would love for Sting to do something that's not connected to Darby Allin.
That would be great. Chris, let's move into something that like we should care about.
Okay.
And do. Dr. Britt Baker DMD.
Matt
versus
Matt.
What?
D M
M
D.
Well, you just did three lines down, so it's W C W. I'm Bret Hart right now, guys.
That's Britt Baker's thing. D M D.
I thought she did.
No,
she doesn't.
No, that's WCW. That's the Bret Hart thing. That's the Montreal Screwjob taunt.
I just realized that I can't say the wrestler formerly known as Paige's real name out loud. I've never said it out loud, and I'm Saraya. Scared to. Saraya, thank you.
Saraya.
I was gonna go Saraya, but Saraya.
Janet.
Huge match. We get to see Saraya Dr. back Britt in the Baker, ring.
DMD versus Janet.
Saraya. Chris, I am excited for this because again, Saraya, and then Britt Baker's fantastic.
I love Britt Baker. Like,
we don't have to say that because one of the Wrestle Buddies is Adam Cole, but we are saying it.
We say it in spite of one of the Wrestle Buddies being Adam Cole.
Exactly.
I'm excited for this. I'm like, whenever someone who has been medically disqualified is then cleared to return to the ring, I'm always antsy. It's why I hated the first year of Edge's return. It's why I was very uncool with Daniel Bryan returning to the ring. I'm glad they found their way back, and I'm glad they're able to, but man, like, I'm on pins and needles, and like, this is not the first time Saraya, formerly known as Paige, has been cleared to return to the ring after being medically disqualified. And last time all it took was in like just a random spot in a house show match to knock her out of contention again.
And she was only back for a couple of weeks at that point.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful. But above all else, I'm hoping that things are safe. Things continue to be safe, and they're both able to continue to live like very full lives. And if that includes wrestling, great. I'm very happy that Saraya has been able to find her way back. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
And in saying that, I'm giving the win to Saraya. I mean, why not give her a win? She's you know, struggled with wanting to get back into the ring and wanting to wrestle. Like, why not give her the win?
This is where we part ways, Matt.
Again.
It is too early to give her that win. She's just coming back. I think this story could have legs to go on for a while still to the next pay-per-view in some sort of gimmicky match. And I think the way you do that is to give Britt Baker the win via shenanigans.
But the next pay-per-view is not until like March for them.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, steel cage match, Jungle Boy versus Luchasaurus, the Luchador Dinosaur Man.
I should be more excited about Jungle Boy versus Luchasaurus, but
I'm
annoyed that Christian fouled up the most fun tag team or one of the more fun tag teams in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I still thought there was plenty of mileage left in Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus as a team.
Yep.
And watching them fight each other just doesn't do it for me right now. I think it's because, like, honestly, Luchasaurus's gimmick is that, like, he's a wrestling dinosaur. That's a
luchador wrestling
dinosaur. He's a luchador wrestling dinosaur. That's a goofy, goofy gimmick that it doesn't make sense as a heel. And all that's really different as a heel is, like, he doesn't make jokes anymore and his mask is black now.
Yeah, I'm fine with him working as a heel, but again, yeah, like you said, it's a comedy gimmick, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, what would be really interesting is if he ditched the mask and took on his name, Austin something.
I thought it was Draven or something.
Eric Draven.
Yeah.
No, his name, hold on, I can actually just click it. Austin Mattelson. He wrestled in WWE as Judas Devlin.
That's right. What a stupid name.
Then he left WWE and was outspoken about how awful what's his name? Bill DeMott was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that ended up leading to Bill DeMott no longer being in the company. And then he did compete on the indies post WWE under the name Austin Draven. Like Eric Draven.
Okay.
But then he went on Big Brother. And that's the one time I've interviewed him, which was for literally at CBS on the lot next to the Big Brother house the day before he went in, before he had met anyone. And I interviewed all the Big Brother. None of this matters.
None of this matters. Jungle Boy. There we go. Did it.
You know what? Yeah.
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 Next up, TBS Championship, Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose. I really am enjoying the storyline of this Nyla's just...
Oh, Matt, this storyline's great.
It's great. It's just Nyla's just like, this is my title now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take pictures with it.
Nyla literally just stole the belt.
Yeah. I always like that storyline. It's always fun.
It's always fun. She is an illegitimate champion. I don't think... I'll just say it right now. I think Jade Cargill is going to retain. I don't think this is the feud to end that winning streak on. But I
desperately want Nyla to win, but I agree with you.
But I will say, I think Nyla is going to give Jade her most competitive match to date. And I think it's going to be a blast to watch.
I think it'll be...
Because you can't muscle around Nyla Rose.
No, you cannot. I think Jade's going to get the win due to shenanigans, we'll call it.
Yeah. From what is
baddies?
The baddies. Yeah. Yes. Her girl gang, the baddies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna call my girl gang, the baddies.
Okay. Next up is the Ring of Honor World Championship. Remember Ring of Honor? Have they started doing anything with actually Ring of Honor yet? I don't think so. Chris Jericho versus Claudio versus Bryan Danielson versus Sammy.
Okay. I think this will be a good match. I do. However,
it will.
Why is Sammy involved?
Why is Chris Jericho involved?
Chris Jericho's the Ring of Honor champion.
I know, he's the champion.
He's the Ring of Jericho champion. Matt, are you disrespecting the Ocho?
I'm not disrespecting the Ocho.
Isn't that just a joke pulled from Dodgeball?
It is.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, why is Chris Jericho, him being involved in the Ring of Honor championship stuff just... is weird to me because he was never part of Ring of Honor.
He was never part of Ring of Honor. If I had to guess, Ring of Honor is going to start running shows early next year, probably, maybe. Mm-hmm. And having a name like Chris Jericho attached to it is good for AEW. And it's like, what else are you going to have Jericho do right now?
Yeah.
There's like the AEW roster is so bloated that like there's nothing else for Chris Jericho to do.
Yeah.
And he's Chris Jericho. He still has name value.
I mean, this is obviously we have two members of Blackpool Combat Club
and two members of the JAS.
So it's really a tag team match in a sense
For a singles title. I think it's going to be great. I've cooled a lot on Sammy Guevara over the last few months. I don't, mm-hmm. I think he's, I understand that he's like, Tay
Conti.
No, she has a different name now. Tay Mello.
That's right. Yeah.
I understand that they're, I believe they're married now, which good for them. I'm happy for them. But like, I don't find their, I don't find their on-air relationship to be very entertaining or very good, I guess, is the best way I can think to say it. It's just, it's not working for me specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So Sammy seems like the odd duck out, especially since the whole thing with Jericho lately has been like he's defending the title against former Ring of Honor champions.
Yeah.
And obviously Brian and Claudio both fit that bill. So yeah, I don't know, man. It's an odd time. Why not slot Daniel Garcia in there?
Mm-hmm.
Like that seems way more interesting to me. Because he's at least currently he's still the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, right? Yeah, he's the Pure Champion. So like slot a current Ring of Honor champion there, give him the opportunity to become double champion. Obviously he wouldn't win, but like I think that's a much more exciting bout.
And I feel like looking at this, like I can see Jericho, Claudio, or Brian winning this. I think it's gonna stay on Jericho.
Jericho's an easy layup. I think they're gonna save that for, I was gonna say CM Punk's return, but that's not gonna happen.
No.
Yeah, I think it's Jericho. Honestly, I think the Ocho and the Ring of Jericho champion, like I think it's entertaining. I don't dislike it. I love that Jake Hager's obsessed with his bucket hat.
Okay, I'm gonna feel really dumb because I'm like not totally completely in the loop right now with AEW, but Samoa Joe's around? Is he still injured?
Samoa Joe's around. He is currently the AEW or the Ring of Honor TV champion, and
that's right.
He turned heel last week on Wardlow.
Because so, I feel like putting him in the Ring of Honor World Championship match to me makes the most sense because of how much Joe is Ring of Honor to me.
Yeah.
It's like but CM Punk.
He's currently involved in a situation with Wardlow, which like honestly I wouldn't be shocked to see Joe versus Wardlow added to the card here.
Yeah. Keeping in mind this is November 16th when we were recording this, so there could be
Dynamite will be some changes tonight, baby.
Yeah, Dynamite is tonight. Next up is AEW World Team Championship, a rematch of the Acclaim versus Swerve in Our Glory. I have at
Yo, All Out. Listen,
Chris, All Out. This match, I lost my mind. Like
it's great. They're great.
It was such a good pairing. The crowd was like, we were fire. Man, like this was like one of my favorite matches of All Out. So I'm so excited to see it back on. And then they're keeping this rivalry going.
I have the Acclaimed retaining. Think they're currently in their moment, and like AEW should be milking it for all it's worth. The Scissor Me stuff is so on fire with the crowd. The Acclaimed can go like crazy in the ring and on the mic. Max Caster is a future AEW world champion. I will say that now. Like if Max Caster does become AEW world champion at some point, something's gone horribly wrong because he's incredible. And Anthony Bowens, honestly, I could see him rising that level. Like they're both so charismatic. They're so good. And they can both wrestle like crazy.
I do feel a little bad because like I love Keith Lee and Swerve, but like this doesn't feel like it's their time right now.
Well, also they've been doing this weird thing where like Swerve is acting like a heel. Like he kidnapped Billy Gunn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, there was missing signs out there
and tortured him. And Keith Lee's like, what are you doing? Like Keith Lee's reaction to this is very, very, very like reasoned and calm. I'd be like, what's happening? So yeah, it's I've got the Acclaimed retaining, but like Swerve in Our Glory, I don't think they're done yet, but I think eventually it's going to have to end up being a Keith Lee versus Swerve feud. And I think that's going to be
great.
A series of banger matches.
Next up, AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm against Jamie Hayter. I'm just going to say Toni Storm because I don't feel very invested in this from what I've been watching. So,
can I be honest with you, Matt?
Yeah.
I don't find Toni Storm to be all that engaging right now.
No.
Or since she's come to AEW to be like full disclosure. Like she's fine. Yeah. I enjoy her in-ring performances, but like I feel like as a character, she's just kind of a blank slate right now. I think once Thunder Rosa comes back, if she holds on to the title, once Thunder Rosa comes back and it becomes suiting to determine the true champion, she might be able to get to throw out more of her personality, which she doesn't really get to do much now. There's no like. Her character is walks to the ring to fight, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Has a song that's a sound alike to Barracuda by Heart.
Yes.
Which is great. I like the presentation. She has the look. She has the talent. It's just something's not connecting right now.
And the women's roster at AEW, it's better than it was last year. We'll put it that way. I think they've made some good additions in the past year, but the main event of like women's championship wrestling over there is still like, I'm much more invested in everything that's been going on with the TBS championship, mainly because of Jade. But now that Thunder Rosa is not really in the picture for the world championship, like why aren't they using some of the lower card people, I guess? Like,
and here's my other thought. If Jamie Hayter wins, who's the baby face to go up against her? Ruby Soho's still out with injury.
Athena's heel, essentially. Go ahead.
I love Athena's work, but like, again, I feel like she's someone who's not getting the chance to show off character and personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of making it a soft miss for me. Which sucks because she's awesome. Also, I need her to stop wearing those weird robot wings she wears to the ring because
Overwatch things.
Yeah, they look awkward and they don't. The mechanics on them don't work as well as they should, so they look kind of janky. But like, no, Athena is wonderful. But again. And it's kind of what happened with her on the main roster of WWE. She's not getting the opportunity to show off character.
Exactly.
It's the same thing that happened to Toni Storm on the main roster of WWE. These people in NXT, they're given the opportunity to build and show off their characters and refine them. And now on a bigger stage, there's so much going on that there's not enough time for that. And it makes it more difficult to connect with them.
And at that point, so many are relegated to just dark. Like Abaddon has had a like, great year this year.
I think Abaddon is currently out with injury.
Okay. I thought I saw her last posting last. Never mind. Whatever. And then we have Mercedes Martinez, which is Ring of Honor or the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship. Why can't we put her in the mix as well?
That's something, Matt.
Yeah.
Is it me or is Mercedes Martinez not on TV very much?
No.
Like all of the other Ring of Honor, well, not the tag champs, but like the other singles champs for Ring of Honor seem to be getting airtime. Oh, no, the tag champs are FTR. So they are getting airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the women's roster still needs a little bit of work, but like it's on its way.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They just need like invest time in it. Invest some genuine time in it.
Give me something more interesting than, I mean, Dr. Britt Baker is great because she gets moments on weekly television. We get to know who the character is, but with like Toni Storm, Jamie Hayter,
think about how Britt Baker built that character. She built that character during the pandemic when she was injured.
Yeah.
So she wasn't wrestling. So she was just week in and week out building character. And then when she finally was able to set foot back in the ring, she was the most hated heel in the company.
Mm-hmm.
She's good.
Yeah. let's move on to the world championship. We have John Moxley versus.
Wait, are we skipping over the AEW Eliminator Tournament?
Oh, I don't even have that listed on the.
The finals aren't set yet.
Okay.
There are matches this week that will determine whether. So it's going to, on one side, there's going to be a match at Full Gear. The winner will go on to get a title shot at the AEW Championship. It'll either, in the first slot, it's either going to be Bandido or Ethan Page.
Ethan Page will probably get that one.
I'm fine with either of those people.
Yeah, legally, I do love Bandido.
I think it could be Bandido because on the other side, it's TBD versus or Brian Cage. I think a Bandido Brian Cage match for a world title and then give it to Bandido. Like, that's great. Or I'm give it to that. Cage. Give it to, I would be fine with either of those guys getting a world title shot.
I'm fine with anybody you've mentioned.
Yeah. Let me run you through the entire list of talent for this thing.
Okay.
Eddie Kingston.
Yep.
Ethan Page.
Yeah.
Bandido, Roosh, Brian Cage, Dante Martin, which I think is a really interesting pick.
Yeah.
And then there's this, the last bracket is one that's kind of in the air right now because it was supposed to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. And it was Lance Archer and Ricky Starks. I would love to see Ricky Starks in this. I would watch Ricky Starks versus Brian Cage versus Ethan Page or versus Bandido
versus anybody. The guy's so versatile.
Yeah. Essentially whoever wins this tournament, it's a good choice.
Yeah.
Because they're all good choices. Now we can move on to the world title.
World championship, John Moxley versus MJF. I'm just going to say that this is MJF's time, right? Like, are we finally there? We're there.
Yeah, he's the devil, bro.
Yeah, he's the devil, and we can get, and if CM Punk ever comes back, he could do another thing with them.
Well, no, but like, have you noticed that MJF's the biggest babyface in the company now?
Yeah,
he's a bigger babyface than anybody on the roster.
Also, still the biggest heel.
Yeah, by telling them all that they suck and they're poor. Like he hasn't changed his act one bit.
I and think he has changed his act a little.
Oh, I will say, I did see recently when he was like, I'm here among the poor. Like, he played it up.
I think he has changed. I think he's changed his act quite a bit, actually, since coming on. Mm-hmm. I think it is a lot more playful, but it's like, it's very malicious. It's just as malicious as he used to be.
You are correct. He has made it playful, but it's still as dark and effed up.
Except when he goes to Long Island, he is the biggest babyface in the world.
He's the king of Long Island, man.
Yeah, yeah. The show that he appeared at Long Island, like, didn't insult the crowd. Like, of that roof popped off, man.
Those are his people, Matt.
And I'm going MJF. I mean, MJF is the... Listen, John Moxley does fun matches, I guess. But, like, I just am not interested in him as champion anymore. No. It's just... I want somebody that really like grabs my attention, and I think MJF can definitely do that.
Also, it's just his time.
Yeah. He's been the most talked about person consistently in AEW since the start. Him and Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Orange Cassidy.
All Atlantic champion Orange Cassidy, who's not on the show.
AEW straight up has a worse title problem now than WWE had or has, they have, I should say.
Matt, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 title matches on this show.
And this show's not set in stone.
And they're missing out. Let's see. The Ring of Honor tag titles, the ROH TV title, the ROH Pure title. The TNT championship.
It's so
Adam
silly.
Adam Cole's Owen Hart title belt. Britt Baker's Owen Hart title belt.
And probably the 24/7 championship.
Matt, next time we talk to Adam Cole, we have to ask him if he's got the Owen Hart title belt there.
I mean, we'll probably talk to him in like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, I know. But like, I'm saying this now because I'll probably forget. I want to know if he's still, I want to know if he is in possession of the Owen Hart title belt.
All right. We'll find that out.
Okay. Thank you.
That's going to be it for this week. We've gone through and you guys can check out.
I did ask Prediction Bot their thoughts.
Yeah.
And it was just, I got served like a bunch of like nude mock-up photos of Colin Firth.
Yeah. Like that Dolly type stuff. Like, yeah, it's, I've been.
Prediction Bot thinks they're an artist now. It's very awkward.
AI is art, you know, but that's it for this week. We'll see you next week with Survivor Series predictions. Chris, any final words?
Good luck, MJF. I got you, dog.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.